dialing 8th and Walton conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton conference call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Hey, we appreciate you downloading our little show this week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the 8th and Walton conference call. My name is Jared Davis. Let's not waste any time. I want to jump right into this. You remember on our last podcast, we started a conversation about planning for on time in full in 2018. Kendall Trainer was our special guest. He gave us some great information. We had some good laughs and a lot of great insight. I want to say a couple of things about that last podcast. First of all, if you missed it, please go back and have a listen, because Kendall gave us some great information and insight into the on time in full program. And then secondly, if you would like a free consultation with Kendall and his team, don't you love to try before you buy? Actually find out what it's about before you sign on the dotted line. We give you that opportunity here at 8th and Walton. Please check out the link in this week's podcast, and you can find out how to get a free consultation with Kendall. He will take a look at your data and find out how he can help you meet your goal in 2018. It's a great opportunity. Now let's talk about this week. This week's podcast is actually part two of the conversation. We have got one of our favorite guests coming back on the show, Mr. Colby Beland from CaseStack. Colby is our special guest, and I'm so glad to have him here because I've got some interesting questions for him. I want to find out because, you know, Colby is also working with suppliers right there on the front line. He's been there from day one. I'm interested to find out what questions he's getting from suppliers each day that may help you out. Also, what's changed about on time in full recently? And then what can we expect in 2018? But you know what the big question is? Budgeting. How should you as a supplier be budgeting for on time in full in 2018? What are some of the best practices now that you're receiving those first penalties? How do you figure that into your budget over the next several months and then going into the next several quarters as you work with supply chain? Colby has got some great answers for us. It's going to be a fantastic conversation. Please stick around. He's coming up after the break here on the 8th and Walton conference call.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, 8thandwalton.com/chat.
You're tuned into the 8th and Walton conference call, and back in the podcast is our old friend from CaseStack, Mr. Colby Beland. Colby, it's always great to have you on the show.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I know this is a busy time of year. I appreciate you making time to come in and talk to us, because here's the big question. OTIF, on time in full. Now we're, you know, a few months in, and suppliers are now seeing their first penalties and really kind of getting a taste of this. What kind of questions are you getting? What are some things you're hearing on the front lines?
Sure, that's a great question. When it first came out, everybody was concerned about the hurricanes and what was going to happen from a penalty perspective, fine perspective. And of course, Walmart came out and announced that they were going to grant a force majeure exception for the OTIF penalties. And that was the right thing to do. And at the end of the day, I believe that Walmart is in this to be a partner with the suppliers and to do the right thing for the suppliers. So those exceptions were granted and penalties were not assessed for that period of time, which is great news for the suppliers and to see what's coming as OTIF continues to roll out and everybody seems to understand what's going on. This is a flow initiative for Walmart, and that's what everyone needs to remember. So as far as questions are concerned, it was originally around the hurricanes and the penalties assessed by that. But for new suppliers, they're just trying to understand how to obtain 95% to a single or two-day window. You know, what can be done to help them achieve that goal? Most importantly, is what's going to happen in 2018, which is fiscal year 2019 for Walmart, because, you know, the penalties truly went into effect in August, and there's a potential ramp up of a tighter window as far as the percentage is concerned in February. And I attended a conference, and they had a senior VP of merchandising and a VP of flow from Walmart, And my interpretation of that meeting was that, again, Walmart's in this to do the right thing, and they're going to announce at the Growth Forum in February what the fiscal year 19 plan is going to be for OTIF, which kind of tells me that if they're not going to make that announcement until the Growth Forum, that they may be backing off. The 95% will always be the goal, right? I don't think that'll ever change. 95% will always be the goal for OTIF, but as far as when they start penalizing for not being at 95%, I don't think that's going to go into effect in February.
Now, Kobe, you mentioned that you'd attended Walmart's recent fireside chat about OTIF. What was one of your biggest takeaways from that?
Well, my biggest takeaway was that, in my opinion, this is my opinion, that Walmart realizes that the OTIF initiative is critical to their mission of improving the flow through the distribution center's network. They also understand that it's a challenge for the suppliers to comply. Even though everybody's been working on this for months, it's a process. And I think Walmart understands that it's a process, and therefore they're going to partner with the suppliers and do the right thing by the suppliers. And that being said, my opinion, I'm not of the belief that in February that the 95% OTIF thresholds are going to go into effect for penalties applied to the supplier. So the theme of the meeting was more OTIF is a journey, right? So we're working on this together as partners, and it's a journey to get to 95%. The goal is always going to be 95%. Walmart needs 95%. But the realism of obtaining 95% in February, Walmart may realize, or may, my opinion believes, understands that that may not be obtainable that quickly. And so they're going to continue to work with the suppliers and allow the suppliers to tweak their order management process and their supply chain process and to get to 95%. They're always going to have that pressure on the supplier. The expectation is always going to be there. But from a financial perspective, 95% may not be coming as quickly as February, as everybody believes.
2017 was a big year of education and learning and anticipation and experiencing on time in full. When we're looking at 2018 as a supplier, what is the best way that we need to budget around OTIF?
Well, that's a good question. So in the transportation section specifically, because of the hurricanes, because of the tight capacity crunch that is happening in the transportation market today, the new ELD logging devices are coming into effect in December. So transportation rates are going up. Quite honestly, there's no way around it. I would expect all suppliers to see a cost of goods increase on transportation, whatever sector they're in, whether it be parcel or LTL or full truckload. I think all categories are going to see fairly substantial increases, especially in the truckload sector. Post-hurricane, truckload rates went up in a spot market about 20% overnight. They haven't really backed off of that. So that's got to be passed down at some point. So from a freight transportation perspective, I would expect suppliers to see an increase. You know, from a budgeting perspective of how to annualize OTIF penalties and what that means to them, I think that's going to be somewhat of a challenge if Walmart isn't going to go forward with 95% from a penalties perspective to, you know, in February. How do you budget for that? How do you plan for that? So I guess you could take worst case scenario, assume 95% is the expectation, and then not be able to make it and get a percentage of, you know, sales of what percentage you're going to fall out of that 95%. That'd be a worst case scenario, but from everything that I've seen and heard, I really don't believe that 95% from a penalty perspective is going to be in place in February. Could be wrong. I mean, this is speculation, but my opinion is it's not going to go into effect in February. So my guess is if anything changes, it will be in August of next year or maybe beyond that. At this point, typical budget process, assume an increase in supply chain costs. And if you want to factor in OTIF, you factor it in, but I don't think you have to make it as big a part of the budget as some people are thinking it may be today.
Now, if I'm a supplier and OTIF really just got real to me and my company, what is the biggest challenge I'm going to face right now, and what advice do you give?
Well, that's an interesting question, because if OTIF just got real for you today, you're behind the curve.
Call Colby immediately.
Yeah. Walmart's been talking about this for months now, literally over 18 months. So if it just got real for you because you just got your first penalty or fine, then you are behind the eight ball, and you definitely need to be either having your internal meetings or external meetings with service providers that can help you obtain the goals, because the penalties are real. I mean, you know, 95% may not be the penalty mark today, but people are being penalized for much lower performance than that. So there are definitely a lot of suppliers that are not exceeding their baseline numbers with an improvement. So if you need help, go seek it, go find it. There are definitely service providers out there that that can help a company obtain 95% in multiple different ways. What KSTAC does is just one solution, but there's definitely numerous ways to improve upon what somebody's doing.
As always, Kobe, great to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for your insight.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for having me today.
And that's going to wrap it up for another installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Thank you so much for joining the podcast again this week. Hey, this is Jared Davis reminding you 2018 is going to be your best year ever. If you don't think so, contact us here at 8th and Walton. We got some ideas and free coffee.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at athandwalton.com. 8th and Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc., or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands, are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that 8th and Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.